This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Just a few minutes, because the Goldbergs have sukkah building and I want to delay them. But, you know, there's an interesting shaila about building a sukkah, whether, let's say somebody is a chayle and they're pater from the mitzvah of sukkah, so they're not going to be sitting in the sukkah. Are they still mechuyev to build a sukkah? So just so in the Ezra's Torah Luach, Rav Henkin says that if someone's a chayla and he's not going to be able to sit in the sukkah, he's still obligated to build the sukkah. Okay, anyway, I want to talk about the following shayla, very briefly. The Chachma Shloimai in Simet Tafresh Chafei talks about the following scenario. Let's say you live in Cedarhurst, and in Cedarhurst there are no sukkahs and there are no dalad minim. And you could either spend Yom Tif in Woodmere and be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, or you could spend Yom Tif in Lawrence and be mekayim the mitzvah of dalad minim. It's either one or the other. Which mitzvah has the precedence? The mitzvah of sukkah or the mitzvah of dalad minim? What do you say, Rabbi Yeshua? Which mitzvah do you think is more important? The mitzvah of sukkah or the mitzvah of dalad minim? That's always an educated guess, right? So Matis is saying the mitzvah of sukkah is 7 days, and the mitzvah of lulav is 1 day. So does that make it a more important mitzvah? So he's saying a good svara. Ramatis is saying that the mitzvah of sukkah is d'oraisa 7 days. The mitzvah of dalad minim is d'oraisa only on the first day. So that shows it's a greater mitzvah, perhaps. And that's a svara offered by Reb Chaim Falaji in the Moed L'chol Chai, that sukkah should take precedence. What else? What other svaras could you say?
Because it's 1 day, it's more important.
Also, if it's 7 days, it's tader. So if it's tader, tader v'she'eno tader, tader kaidem.
One day, do it whatever, one day, and then you have 7 days, maybe.
No, you can either go to one of two cities. You can't afterwards then go to the other city.
No, not even going, but even if you go, you fulfill one mitzvah, then you just by any chance, maybe in that city someone builds something, you still have potential chance.
You also have potential chance in the other, you know, whatever.
It's only 24 hours or 12
hours. You could either be in one of two cities. You're not going to be able to switch back. Okay, so the Chachma Shlomo says like this. He says it would seem that sukkah should come first. Why? Because you encounter the mitzvah of sukkah before the mitzvah of dalad minim. Because dalad minim you don't encounter until the morning. Sukkah you encounter in the evening already. So therefore, it's sort of in mavir and ala mitzvahs. First, you're going to encounter the mitzvah of sukkah. Then you're going to encounter the mitzvah. How could you pass by the mitzvah of sukkah? Sukkah is going to hit you first. However, the Rav Shlomo Kluger says he's more inclined to say lulav should take precedence. Why? Because the Medrash says that when we take the Lulav and Esrog, it's a sign. We're saying that we were victorious over the nations of the world. Therefore, says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, in a sense, it's what element? It's Persume Nisa. So therefore, taking the Dalad Minim has Persume Nisa. And taking the Sukkah, L'chaira, does not have Persume Nisa. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. Even though you could argue, we know that the Torah says the reason why do we sit in the Sukkah during this season? Why don't we sit in the Sukkah Pesach time? That's when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We're sitting in the sukkah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why wouldn't we sit in Nisan when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? Why are we sitting now? So the Torah says, if we would sit Pesach time when the weather is nice, it would not be recognizable that we're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah, so we do it during the rainy season. So this way it's recognizable we're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Now who does it have to be recognizable to? When we say, we don't sit in the sukkah Nisan time because it's not recognizable. Why does sukkah have to be recognizable to anybody? We're the ones sitting in the sukkah. We're aware why we're sitting in the sukkah. But apparently it has to be recognizable to the onlooker. Why? It seems like there's an element of Persume Nisa even in the sukkah. So Leman Yedu perhaps is the sitter, the Yoshev. But on the other hand, the Torah is saying it's not recognizable to the onlooker. So that implies perhaps that there's an element of Pesumei Nisa. The bottom line is, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Dalet Minim or Sukkah, Dalet Minim because of Pesumei Nisa. What about the Svara that you're encountering the Sukkah first? Aren't you encountering Sukkah first? Sukkah you chayv at night. Dalet Minim you're not chayv until the day. So Chaim Falaji says three reasons why Sukkah should come first. Number one, like Matt just said, that Sukkah is 7 days. Number two, Sukkah is more tadir because Sukkah is the night and the day. Da'al Minim is only the day. And then he says a svara, which is a very difficult svara to understand. He says that the mitzvah, what's the name of the yomtiv? Lulav. Yeah, are you looking forward to Lulav that's coming? You're looking forward to Hadassim? We're into Sukkot. It's called Sukkah. I'm not sure why that's a halachically compelling svara to say that the Sukkah takes precedence over Lulav because it's called Sukkot. But he says that the fact that the Yom Tov is called Sukkot indicates that the Torah calls it Sukkot. Chag HaSukkah. It doesn't call it Chag HaEsrag. But does that mean that the Sukkah takes precedence because the Torah calls it that? That's his argument. He says, yeah. Interestingly, the Matei Ephraim in Sim Tafresh Chafes of Katan Chafes says, if you're in a city and you could go to one of two places, in one place you'll have a lulav and you won't have a sukkah. One place you'll have a sukkah, you won't have a lulav. If in the place you're going to get a sukkah, you anticipate that at the end of the day you could also get a lulav, avada, you should go to a place where you have a sukkah and then you'll get a pashut. But if it's one or the other, Yehuda, you know what the Matei Ephraim says? Pick them. Whichever one you want. You can do whatever you want. How often does halacha say it's at your discretion? Anyone you want. Either one. You could go to either one. Now here's the shaila. What's wrong, l'chaira, with the svara of the Chachma Shloimei? You hit the mitzvah of sukkah first. Sukkah is in the nighttime. So since the mitzvah comes of sukkah hits you first, l'chaira, you should be mechuyev to go to the place of the sukkah. Shouldn't that be the most compelling svara? That you encounter the mitzvah of sukkah first. So Rav Chaim Falaji says, no, that's not compelling. Because even though the performance of the mitzvah happens in the night, but the preparation for the mitzvah, making the sukkah, already the Yud Aleph, the Goldbergs are making the sukkahs, right? Today, you're making a sukkah. So already you're starting now. So you don't have to wait till the day of Tesvav, the mitzvah of Asiyah Sukkah. Now the truth is, building a sukkah, is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Chor, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Right? Let's say I would have said you have to stay in the shir, and you said, "Oh, I can't. I have to go make a shofar." I'm not going for that svar, right? Did you ever hear people going to build to make a shofar? I never heard of anybody before Rosh Hashanah going to make a shofar or making tefillin. So why do we give a chashivas to building the sukkah more than any other hechsher mitzvah? Or there's another hechsher mitzvah we give chashivas to, baking matzah. We also, people go to bake matzah, people build a sukkah. You don't find that people go to make a shofar or to make tzitzis. So the Netziv in the Hamek Shela has a very important chiddush that even though building a sukkah is only a hechsher mitzvah, it has a special chashivos because it's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva bakra. It's a preparation of a mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah. The Torah talks about it. It says, Chag HaSukkah is ta'aselecha. Any preparation for a mitzvah mentioned in the Chumash is elevated to a special status. It's different than any other hechsher mitzvah. It's hechsher mitzvah haksuva bakra. Anyway, so if even though the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah you encounter in the night, but building the sukkah starts before, and being ma'ageh the lulav and esrog start before, so in that sense they both come at the same time. In the Elef Lamata, on the Mate Ephraim, he also says another reason why the fact that you encounter the sukkah is not a compelling svara. Why? He says if you would be in one city and let's say you're in jail and a goy says, either we'll let you out of jail to sit in the sukkah or we'll let you out of jail to take the dalad minim. So you could say, right now I have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, so you should first sit in the sukkah rather than do a mitzvah you could do tomorrow. However, if I'm in this city, and in this city there's not dalad minim and there's not a sukkah, so I can't do either mitzvah. The question is, should I go to that city, and in that city they're going to have a sukkah, or in that city they'll have dalad minim? So it's true, if I had the opportunity here where I am to fulfill one of the two mitzvahs, I should fulfill the mitzvah that hits me first. But right now in this city, I can't do either mitzvah, because I don't have the opportunity to do either mitzvah. I could either go to that city and do the sukkah, or that city and do dalad minim. So then I could do whichever one I want. What do you mean? But sukkah I'm mechuyev in first. That's not where I am. I don't have either. So really, neither mitzvah, I'm not pegan either mitzvah. Because in the location that I am right now, neither mitzvah hits me. Okay, but the bottom line is, the Mate Ephraim says, you could do either mitzvah you want. Rav Chaim Falaji says, you should do the mitzvah of sukkah for three reasons, because sukkah is 7 days, and sukkah is the day and the night, so it's more tader, and it's called sukkahs. And the Chachma Shlomo says, no, you should take the dalad minim because of the inyan of persume nisa.
Is it possible to say as far that the dalad minim somehow takes place? Just from the fact that the Doris is saying explicitly the four components of the mitzvah, whereas sukkah is one.
So does the dalad minim have chashivas because it has more parts to it? Right. B'chor, let's say by talis and tefillin, b'chor, tefillin is two separate mitzvahs. Shel yad is one mitzvah, shel rosh is a separate mitzvah. But by dalad minim, okay, Rabbi Isai, Agotiyar, Gemara Toiv, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.